This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to an OTT Play production brought to you by HD Smartcast. OTT Play. OTT Play. List hai to hit hai. Theme-based podcast. Theme-based podcast.
Welcome to the theme-based podcast, OTT Play, List Hai Toh Hit Hai. I'm your host, Nikhil. Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe on the MCU has finally kicked into full gear with the massive success of Spider-Man No Way Home. The year 2022 looks likely to continue in the same vein with a slew of MCU films and TV shows slated for release. So here are some of the most anticipated MCU titles of 2022. Let's kick off the list. First one on the list is called Moon Knight. Oscar Isaac is set to don the role of Marvel superhero Mark Spector, Moon Knight, in the upcoming Disney Plus TV series Moon Knight. The plot revolves around Spector, who suffers from a rare form of split personality disorder, but he is imbued by super abilities by the Egyptian moon god Khonshu, which helps him fight crime. The series stars Ethan Hawke and the late Gaspard Ulliel in important roles and will be available to stream on Disney Plus Hotstar on the 30th of March. Next one on the list is Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. The sequel to the hit 2018 film Black Panther will not sadly feature its titular character T'Challa, Black Panther, due to the tragic passing of actor Chadwick Boseman. Ryan Coogler has returned to direct the sequel, and the narrative will focus on the characters from the first film. The primary characters are set to return: Lupita Nyong'o as Nakia, Letitia Wright as Shuri, Angela Bassett as Ramonda, and Martin Freeman as Everett K. Ross. The film will also introduce Freeri Williams Ironheart, played by Dominic Thorne. She is described as a genius inventor who creates her own version of the Iron Man suit. The film is slated to release on November 11th, 2022. Next film on the list is called She-Hulk. The female iteration of the popular Marvel character Hulk is set to make her live-action debut. Jennifer Walters' She-Hulk will be portrayed by Tatiana Maslany, with Mark Ruffalo reprising his role as Bruce Banner Hulk. Veteran British actor Tim Roth will also reprise his role as Emil Blonsky Abomination. He will be joined by Jameela Jamil, Ginger Gonzaga, and Renee Ellis Goldsberry as co-stars. Anuvalia will helm the project, and the series will debut on Disney Plus globally and on Disney Plus Hotstar in India in 2022. Next one on my list is What If Season 2. The second season of the animated anthology series What If will return for a second season in 2022. The first season of the anthology offered several What If scenarios from the various popular stories from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. A vast majority of the cast from the feature films, including Benedict Cumberbatch, Samuel L. Jackson, Hayley Atwell, Tom Hiddleston, Chris Hemsworth, Michael B. Jordan, and the late Chadwick Boseman, returned to voice the characters. The series will likely play a significant role in the storyline of the upcoming film Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse of Madness. Next one's called Mrs. Marvel. The shape-shifting Marvel superhero will make her live-action debut after appearing in the Marvel's Avengers video game developed by Crystal Dynamics and Square Enix in 2020. Iman Vellani will play the role of the young superhero Kamala Khan, Mrs. Marvel. It is rumored that Brie Larson's Captain Marvel might make a cameo appearance in the series. Next one's called The Secret Invasion. The Nick Fury-centric TV series will see Samuel L. Jackson reprising his role as the former leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. His trusty right-hand, Mari Hill, played by Kobe Smulders, will also feature prominently in the series. The plot revolves around a secret invasion of Earth by shape-shifting aliens called the Skrulls. Ben Mendelsohn will reprise his role as Talos, an ally of Fury and leader of one of the Skrulls' sects. Next one on the list is Thor: Love and Thunder. Taika Waititi's fourth installment of the Thor franchise, Thor: Love and Thunder, is one of the most anticipated films of the year. It will feature Chris Hemsworth, Thor, teaming up with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Academy Award winner and former Batman actor Christian Bale will portray the antagonist Gore the God Butcher in the film. It will also feature the much-anticipated return of Jane Foster, played by Academy Award winner Natalie Portman. Jane Foster's character will become the mighty Thor in the film, a female version of the God of Thunder from the comic books. Tessa Thompson, Chris Pratt, Jamie Alexander, Pom Clementiff, Dave Bautista, Karen Gillan, Sean Gunn, Jeff Goldblum and Vin Diesel will also reprise their roles. The film is set to hit the theaters on July 8, 2022. Last one on the list for today, Doctor Strange into the Multiverse of Madness. The new face of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Benedict Cumberbatch, will return as the Sorcerer Supreme, Doctor Strange, for the sequel to the 2016 film. It is likely to act as the launchpad for the next generation of Marvel movies, with the exploration of the multiverse opening several possibilities, including the introduction of the X-Men into the MCU. Acclaimed director Sam Raimi is the director, with Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda, Scarlet Witch, Rachel McAdams as Christine Palmer and Benedict Wong as Wong reprising their roles. If the trailer and the recent success of Spider-Man No Way Home is any indicator, the film could feature plenty of surprises and jaw-dropping surprise characters. The film is set for a theatrical release on May 6, 2022. Well, that's the OTD player list hai toh hit hai theme-based podcast for today. Until the next podcast, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTD Play se poocho.
This was an OTD Play production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.